Hi guys, welcome to another episode of From a Girl's Girl. On today's episode, I'll be talking about standards and boundaries, my favorite thing to talk about. So this episode was supposed to be published last week Monday, but then when I was recording the episode on Sunday, last week Sunday, my laptop started giving me problems, but everything is fine now. I got a new laptop, so we should be great going forward. And I know I have new listeners and I'm so excited and I'm so happy to have you guys here. Welcome to your new favorite podcast. Please don't forget to follow the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on Instagram. Please also share, rate, and review the podcast. Don't gatekeep the podcast. So standards and boundaries. In episode one, I spoke about how you set the standard for your life and for how people treat you. I said you have to treat yourself like someone you love. You can't expect someone to love you and treat you like a queen or king if you don't treat yourself as such. You set the example of how people should treat you. Expecting things from people just because they are in your life is entitlement. A lot of people confuse being entitled with having standards. Yes, you are the prize, but do you treat yourself like the prize? Being a nice girl, auditioning and performing to be picked by a man, that's not the way someone who says they are the prize behaves. Behaving like a prize is you setting standards for your life by how you treat yourself. When people come into your life, they should be able to see that you take care of yourself and you have set certain standards for your life. When they see this, they will be encouraged to add to your lifestyle. And this is not about money or looking a certain way. Maintaining your own standards makes it easier for you to not tolerate anyone who comes into your life and tries to lowball you. A lot of women are scared to set standards and boundaries because they are scared that they won't get picked by a man. And most of the time, we as women are not aware that we are auditioning and performing to be picked by a man. I actually think it happens subconsciously because women from a young age have been conditioned to want to be picked by a man. And if you don't get picked by a man, there's something wrong with you according to society. So because this is how we've been conditioned, we become the nice girl, the agreeable girl, and the girl who's scared to set standards and boundaries because she's scared that she might get rejected or she might not get picked. The nice girl and the agreeable girl always get taken advantage of. They are the type of woman who never get anything they want out of a relationship because they are busy focused on pleasing a man and meeting his needs and wants instead of making sure that their needs and wants are met by their partner or potential partner. Guys, if my voice sounds husky, I'm sorry. It's like 6 a.m. in the morning, so that's probably why. Anyway, when it comes to standards, they have to be set and introduced the first time you interact with somebody romantically. Going with the flow because you're still talking or getting to know each other doesn't work. People like to go with the flow when they're still talking or getting to know someone, and then they introduce standards after getting in a relationship with this person, and this doesn't work. When they get in the relationship, then they start talking about how they want to be treated. They start talking about how they want flowers every week or they want this and this and that. This doesn't work because when you were still in the talking stage with this person, you were okay with whatever treatment or anything that they were giving you. And sometimes it might have been the bare minimum. So you taught this person that you're okay with the bare minimum. Making demands and setting standards after being in a relationship doesn't work. It backfires actually. You have to set the standard from the get-go so that you can gauge whether this person can live up to your standards or not. You don't want to find yourself in a relationship with a man who doesn't believe in buying you flowers, but you love flowers with all your heart. I know flowers can't really be the biggest deal breaker, but any man who claims to love you or like you, but doesn't get you any of the things you love or like, does not like you. Introducing standards after being exclusive or after being in a relationship doesn't work because this person has already won you over with the little that they did. So now you expecting them to go above and beyond is not going to work. It just does not make sense. Think about it. There is nothing wrong with telling someone that you're dating or someone that you're talking to that you like your date showing up with flowers. You even tell them the type of flowers you like. His response will tell you whether this person is willing to make an effort. And the response will help you decide what you do going forward. I don't like flowers, I'm not a flowers person, and I'm allergic to pollen. But my thing is having the car door opened for me. I refuse to touch a door, especially a car door when I'm with a man. If I'm from a first date and a man is walking me to my car or something, I ask him to open the door for me. I set the precedent for the next time he's with me. I am teaching him that I like having car doors opened for me. Flowers and having the car door opened for you are small things, but this is how you introduce standards. You have to set standards early. If you wait up until you're in a relationship to set standards, you are setting yourself up for failure because it's going to be hard teaching someone something new when you were okay with the little they were giving you or the treatment they were giving you when you guys were still talking. If you fail to set standards early before getting into a relationship, you end up being the complaining girlfriend who's never satisfied because she never gets what she wants, because she taught her boyfriend that she's okay with whatever treatment he was giving her when they were still talking. You also become the jealous woman, the woman who's jealous of other women who are being treated well and women who are getting everything that they want from their partners. Standards and boundaries have to be firm, especially in the beginning. This is how people respect you and take you seriously. Like I said, people try to be easygoing during the talking stage because they want to be picked and they don't want to get rejected or they don't want to come across as difficult. Doing this is pretending to be something that you're not. It's people pleasing. If you're difficult, be difficult from the get-go. Being easygoing gets you used and stuck in vicious cycles of situationships and relationships that aren't fulfilling you. When it comes to standards, you have to be okay with walking away when your standards are not being met. When you introduce your standards early and the person makes it known that they are not going to be able to meet your standards, it's easy for you to leave. It's harder for you to leave when you're already in a relationship with someone. Well, it's not really hard. It's just not as easy as leaving when you're still talking to someone and still getting to know someone. Sometimes your standards might be too high for other people, and that's okay. You don't want anyone who can't meet your standards anyway, because the only thing this person is going to do is drag you down and complain about your standards. If you're looking for a man who's a provider or has a provider mindset, make it clear on the first date. Let it be known that you do not believe in 50-50. And a man who has a provider mindset isn't always the rich guy. Some guys are rich, but they're not generous, nor do they have a provider mindset. So just because a guy isn't rich doesn't mean he doesn't have a provider mindset. And just because a guy is rich doesn't mean he has a provider mindset. I know a lot of guys work 9-to-5 jobs who are doing the most for their girlfriends. They're providing for their girlfriends. So not every rich guy has a provider mindset and not every rich guy is generous. Sometimes people can be cowards and not tell you straight up that, hey, you know what, your standards are too high for me. And what they do is that they ghost you, and this is fine, but they ghost you around the first or second date. They never go all the way with you. And this is fine. This is absolutely normal. And you know what? It's better to be ghosted and lose people because of your standards than losing yourself over people you lowered your standards for. Standards improve the quality of your dating experiences and relationships. Even if you get in a relationship and it doesn't work or you get dribbled, what's important is that you stuck to your standards and your boundaries and you got your needs and wants met. Imagine being sad over the breakup and also being sad that you lowered your standards for this person. Imagine that. Standards and boundaries are great, but they do not exempt you from being heartbroken. All they do is that they protect you from having low quality dating experiences. Boundaries are important in any relationship. The relationship you have with your friends, siblings, parents, and partner needs solid boundaries. Boundaries are important for mutual respect in a relationship. They are there to protect you. They maintain individuality in the relationship, and they help you put things into perspective. Most importantly, boundaries protect you from finding yourself in situationships and relationships where you can potentially be taken advantage of. Boundaries are for you, they are your safety net, and you don't always have to communicate your boundaries with people. If you know that you catch feelings quickly when you start talking to someone, and this often leads to you rushing things with them or confusing attention for love, you have to set a boundary in place for yourself to protect you from getting too attached too quickly before you get to know this person and their intentions. And when you set this boundary, you don't tell the person that, hey, you know what, I get attached too quickly or I catch feelings too quickly, so this is the boundary I'm putting in place. You don't do that. You keep the boundary to yourself. You're not going to spend 2 weeks or 3 weeks texting someone all day, every day, with no clear indication as to where things are going between you guys. But you guys are calling each other love, babe, or baby, and this person hasn't even planned a date to see you. Texting someone all day, every day is one of the fastest ways people get attached to other people. If someone asks for your number, they should already know when they want to take you out on a date. They don't need 2 weeks to figure it out. If you don't stay in the same city, it might be different, but they should be able to make plans to come to you. They approached you, right? So they should come to your city. You're not going to pack your bags and go meet a stranger who's flying you out. Where are you going to sleep? Are you going to sleep in the same bed with someone you just met? Are you going to be safe there? The man has to put in effort to come see you. I know being flown out is nice and you get to take content and all of those cute things and whatever. But the first time you guys meet, the guy has to come to you. Remember, you're the prize. So he has to come to the prize. Sometimes men who like having things easy, who don't like putting in any effort, will make their hectic work schedule an excuse and say it's better for you to come to their city. When someone says this, they are basically saying that their job is more important than yours and the life that you live in your city. I mean, let's face it, nobody is that busy. If he really wants to see you, he will make an effort to come see you. Don't be quick to compromise yourself for someone you don't know and someone who has not shown you that they are worth you compromising yourself for them just because you want to be in a relationship or you want to be loved. Sometimes with long distance, you might feel like you already know the person because you guys have been texting and video calling for a couple of weeks, but you actually don't know the person. You just know them through the phone. If they're not making their work schedule an excuse, they will try getting a relationship with you without making any effort, without taking you on a date. They will want to talk to you on the phone for 2 hours or more every day, and they will call this getting to know you. If he wants to get to know you, he must take you on a date and do it in person. You're not going to lose sleep over someone who can't take you on a date. Boundaries also protect you from being dependent on a person by maintaining individuality in a relationship. When you start talking to someone or dating someone or when you get in a relationship, it is so important to stick to your hobbies and the plans you had going for yourself before the relationship. Have an independent life outside of the relationship. A lot of people, when they get in relationships or when they start talking to someone or when they start dating someone, they neglect the plans that they had going for themselves before this person. They sometimes even neglect their friends. And this is dangerous, guys. This is dangerous because you end up being emotionally dependent on your partner. And when your partner leaves you or things don't work out, you end up not knowing who you are. You lose your sense of identity because you neglected other areas of your life. And I'm not saying you shouldn't spend time with your partner and all of that and whatever. All I'm saying is that don't make neglecting other areas of your life a habit. To me, intimacy and financial boundaries are the most important. Intimacy boundaries protect you from finding yourself in situationships and relationships where the only thing your partner likes about you is your body and how your body makes them feel. I know there are people who got married to people they had sex with on the first date, and that is great. But that's not how it's going to be for everyone. And I'm not advocating for the 90-day rule or anything like that. All I'm saying is that at least wait until an emotional connection has been formed. A lot of women like to lead with their body and they like to lead with sex because they think this is the best way to get a man to like you quickly. And this is not true. They also think that this is the best way to form a connection. And again, this is not true. And most women think like this because they think sex is love. It's time to stop leading with sex and it's time to stop leading with your body. Lead with your amazing personality. No matter how great you are in bed, stop leading with sex. Then we have women who lead with their money. Women who don't have boundaries around their finances when it comes to men. Leading with your money and assets puts you in a position to be used and scammed. Boundaries around your finances as a woman when you're dating are very important. Some women are not married because they are loved, but because the men they are with love their money. And I'm not saying you shouldn't take care of your man when he's down and out and he just lost a job or things are not going great for him financially. All I'm saying is that don't lead with your money and assets because you want to be picked and you don't want to be seen as a gold digger. Literally nobody cares whether you're a gold digger or not. Using your assets to build a man you just met is crazy business. If you're busy building a man, who is building you? I know setting boundaries is not easy, and when you start setting boundaries, your boundaries look good on paper and they sound good in theory. But in reality, you might struggle enforcing your boundaries, especially when you like someone. And this is something I also struggled with. But now when I like someone, I ask myself whether I like them as a person or how they make me feel. Doing this helps me put things into perspective. I even ask myself what I like about them. If all that comes up is how they make me feel, then I know I don't really like this person, nor how they make me feel, because if I knew them, I would be able to describe what I like about them. The last time I found myself in a situationship was when I was emotionally unavailable, still trying to get over that guy I spoke about in episode 2. So I had great standards and everything, but I didn't have boundaries because I was emotionally unavailable. So the person I found myself in the situationship, he was almost doing the right things. Well, yeah, it kind of looked like that. So this guy would drive all the way from his city to come see me regularly on weekends, and it was cute, and he always came with a gift when he came to visit me. I even met his family and spent time with them. When all of this was happening, I thought we were in a relationship, even though we didn't speak about it, but we were definitely doing things people in relationships do. Then one day we were talking, and then he said to me, "No, Didi, you're one of my girls." And I was like, "What do you mean I'm one of your girls?" He's like, "Oh, don't you know I'm a polygamist?" And let me tell you, when we went on a first date, this guy never said anything about being a polygamist, because he wasn't a polygamist then. He decided somewhere along the line when we were still seeing each other that, "Oh, you know what? I want to be a polygamist now." And he didn't tell me. How crazy is that? And the funny thing is that he didn't even have the resources required to be a polygamist. That was my last situationship. I don't do that shit anymore. Either you come correct or you don't come at all. If someone is serious about you, they will ask you to be their girlfriend. You don't have to sit, wonder, and guess what's going on between you guys. There are guys out there proposing to girls, asking them to be their girlfriends. Don't settle for someone who's not sure about you, or someone who's not putting in effort, or someone who doesn't want to go all the way with you. You are not an option. You're one of one, the only one. Remember, you're the prize, and the prize doesn't compete with other women for a man. If you are competing for a man with other women, it means that you are not the prize. The prize does not compete. So, standards protect you from low-quality dating and relationship experiences. Boundaries protect your peace and protect you from being used and being taken advantage of. Stop lowering your standards for people. If you don't have boundaries, you will find yourself in the hands of wrong people. Be okay with not being picked because of your standards and boundaries. Rather lose people than lose yourself to people you lowered your standards for. You are the prize. Start acting like it. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I appreciate you guys so much. Please don't forget to rate and review and follow the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can also follow the podcast on Instagram. The handle is From a Girl's Girl. It's just one word. I love you all. Bye for now.